I'm Alex, and welcome from me this morning as well. Are you all going to have a sit down? Is that the plan? Have a sit down. It's going to be a very long one. I promise you it won't. I promise you it won't. I want to just bring back to your attention a little bit of the Bible that we touched on earlier on. It says this: after Jesus was born, Magi came from the east. The star that they had seen went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. And on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. And then they opened the treasure and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. At the very beginning of all creation, God spoke, and the whole universe burst into glorious life. Particles of cosmic dust were brought together and crushed with such pressure that they formed under the force something that glowed, and they became stars. And then God spoke, and those stars were hung into position, every one of them. And his commanding voice still guides the stars in their trajectory as they move in the heavens. And then God spoke, and the whole earth was formed. Animals, plants and trees, humanity was formed. People were formed, and God breathed into the people, and then God spoke to and with the people. He spoke to people generation after generation. He spoke to Adam and Eve. He spoke to Noah. He spoke to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to Joseph, to Moses, to Gideon, to Samuel, Elijah, and Isaiah. He spoke to lots of people. He spoke to kings and to leaders. He spoke to prophets and to priests. He spoke to people who were good, and he spoke to people like you and me. He spoke to a lot of people, and he spoke a lot of the time. And then he was silent for 400 years, just completely silent. In the Bible, there are two parts, really. There's the Old Testament and there's the New Testament. And they're divided by 400 years of complete silence when God didn't speak. And during that time, people started to wonder, has God died? Has he left us? Does he not like us anymore? But then, after 400 years of silence, the voice of God was once again heard on earth, and it sounded like the cry of a baby. And this simple cry of God again powerfully stirred up the cosmos. Magi, kings, stargazers, if you like, they were looking for a sign in the cosmos that God was still alive. And what they noticed was something in the constellations. And they were captivated by the night sky. Something caught their attention, something significant. And so they were directed by a star, and they got up and they traveled. They gathered their